Okay, let's see here. John's been waiting a bit. Hi, John. What's on your mind, sir?
Hi. I just found out that I have my seventh and eighth cancer tumors, which are
Oy
one
vey.
centimeter prostate tumors.
I'm so sorry, sir.
Well, me too, but I've been through it before. And while studying things, I came across AHCC
Okay.
as a thing that might have some benefits. And
Yeah, and the word is correct to say might, because it isn't totally confirmed yet, but you're on track. Go for it.
so I started taking it about a week ago, and what happened was my memory, which it couldn't remember names for like scores of years due to, so let's say, post-traumatic stress disorder or something, it totally came back. And then I started feeling, better, and my shoulders, which wouldn't let me sleep on my side, the pain went away, so that's gone. And I have lots of little skin lesions, including one that the doctor said was probably some kind of a cancer kind of thing. They just dried up and fell off. And this is all in the last like 4 days.
Wow.
And so I haven't seen anything relative to what it might have done with the prostate tumors, but I'm suddenly very curious about this stuff. I was wondering if you had any observations.
Well, the observation you've probably read about already, sir, and that is it's researched in Japan. It's not nailed down to treat cancer, but it does seem to have helped people with cancer. And as it's from mushrooms, about the only hazard there is if we happen to once again be allergic to that mushroom, it's possible to be allergic to anything. And I'm not surprised, sir, because natural molecules, when they do one good thing in our bodies, that means they were needed. Well, doesn't it? And so that means that other places in the body needed it too. And so I'm never surprised to hear about one thing having five or six or seven beneficial effects in that person's body. Now, I just hope that some of that Japanese research was actually done right and for real, and it's going to help with your cancer. However, I'm also going to suggest, if you haven't done this already, and you may have, I'm so happy to listen and talk to and work with people who are proactive about their health. If you haven't heard of a dietary supplement that's widely used in Europe for helping the liver to work better, it was published about in the Journal of the National Cancer Institute. I'm not kidding you, sir. In 2015, did that get any publicity? Because you can't patent this stuff. But what the title of that Journal of the National Cancer Institute article was, it was this: 4-methylumbilifarone, and I'll get to the abbreviation for that so you can find it. 4-methylumbilifarone prevents and cures prostate cancer. That was the title. No kidding. Now, this is not allowed to be sold in our free country. Of course not, because FDA won't let anything be sold unless it's, quote, approved, unquote. And you know that story. It takes years and years to get things approved, and according to Tufts University, it takes $2.6 billion. But there is this one shred of freedom left, where if you order it from overseas online, it's delivered directly to you if you ever want to do this, and you do not resell it or tell anybody what they can do with it that you resell it to, then you can't be arrested. You can use it for your own personal use should you feel like it. So if you want to read all about this, sir, you go to internationalantiagingsystems.com, and there's a hyphen in there someplace, but the computer will sort it out for you. I've tried that. And you can read an article I wrote after that Journal of the National Cancer Institute thing came out, and you can read several other articles, and you can decide whether you think it's something you might want to then be doing in addition to the mushrooms. So there you go.
So what's the identification of it?
4-MU, and the MU is capitalized. 4-MU. So you put in 4-MU and International Anti-Aging Systems, and you'll be able to read all about as much as they've got up there, and they've got quite a bit about it. And
Okay, well,
the article
sounds good,
name,
and maybe I'll let you know if the mushrooms work.
I'd really appreciate that, sir. Not only would I like to know, but you know, there's a few other people listening to us out there, and they might like to know too.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for calling, sir, and I'm glad you're being proactive about your health. That always makes a difference.